I said that I did anything to shrink it. My visualization is like she's talking on the phone with a man, and like she's like in this nice little blackish red pink flowers dress with the hat on, and then like she fell asleep on the couch, and then she hears the phone, and then she answers it, and then a man just starts screaming at her and telling her that whatever she's saying is a lie, and how she repeatedly keeps telling him it's not.
Okay, good. James?
It was too late. I was told that I wouldn't be going to California or anywhere else. That message was confirmed in the newspaper that would report on the split. And the miscommunication, the advice I had been getting, and how some people had not been representing me well, and oh, I was just devastated. Roy Wilkins had a job to do, and I recognized that and supported that. The war was being waged on injustice and inequality, and he was the general in that war. All generals have to keep their eye on their objectives on winning the war. They must accept that there will be casualties along the way. I just never imagined that I would wind up as one of the casualties. The NAACP announced that it would not pursue a civil action against Rob Bryant and J.W. Mullen. As Attorney Huff had been considering, such a case would have to be filed in Mississippi. The feeling now was that it would be futile after the jury acquittal, Sumner, and the grand jury decision in Greenwood. The federal government had decided some time ago that it was not going to step in, so it seemed that all the possibilities had been exhausted.
No, not yet.
Papa Mose agreed to fill in on the West Coast speaking tour, so at least the rallies were able to continue. Would continue now without me. He wanted me to keep it confidential and not tell anybody, not even my mother. Where I was going, I agreed, even though I wondered why I wasn't supposed to tell anybody. I was a little concerned when I arrived and saw a run-down building and had to climb those rickety steps. I was greeted very warmly by Rayfield and an attorney. They laid out a program for me that would have allowed me to continue my speaking appearances. But under Rayfield's management, he told me all things he would be able to do to make it happen and to make it successful. It all sounded good, and I wanted so much to be able to reach out to people again. And then he set the terms. Rayfield would be paid 40% of my gross earnings. The attorney would get 10%. I would get 50%. But I would have to pay all expenses out of my 50%, and that would be the arrangement for the next 20 years, a 20-year contract. And I know I'm a lawyer, but I really didn't need to be a lawyer to know that this deal didn't sound quite right. I wasn't sure I could even sign a 20-year agreement to stay married to the same man, not with the kind of experience I'd been having. I learned quite a bit from Rachel Moody in those weeks. We had